This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump plans to announce his choice for the Supreme Court today at the White House. It is widely understood he will name conservative federal appeals court judge Amy Coney Barrett. The move would shift the nation's highest court further to the right and set up a heated Senate confirmation fight with Democrats. This less than 6 weeks before the American presidential election. Barrett would replace liberal icon Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died at the age of 87 last weekend after 27 years on the Supreme Court bench. If, as expected, Barrett is confirmed by the Republican-controlled Senate, she would expand the court's conservative majority to a rock-solid 6-3 margin. All of this, President Trump clearly believes, will galvanize his important support from religious conservatives as he campaigns for a second term in the White House. Among the immediate fears for Democrats is that the 48-year-old Barrett could help overturn the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion nationwide. She could also help move the court toward abolishing Obamacare in a case that is set for argument shortly after the election. Amy Coney Barrett would become only the fifth woman ever to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. It appears there is little Democrats can do to block her confirmation. This all figures to be part of Tuesday night's first TV presidential debate, with Donald Trump facing off against former Democratic Vice President Joe Biden. An investigation is underway into the crash of a military transport plane carrying Air Force cadets in eastern Ukraine overnight. Reports indicate at least 22 people on board were killed, while two others are said to be in critical condition. The Russian-made Antonov aircraft, a turboprop, went down as the pilot tried to land during a training exercise. Ukraine's Deputy Interior Minister Anton Gerashenko called the tragedy a shock. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. New Japanese Prime Minister